Pán Boh je Boh Boh, je Boh Winsor Boh. Amen. There is a tradition in the Armenian Church that at the end of Padarak, at the end of liturgy, the priest stands with the gospel and everyone comes and kisses the gospel. And according to tradition, the priest is supposed to stand in front of the altar and everybody comes and kisses the gospel. Now, I have noticed in my many years of service that people like to escape and get out before that happens. And some people are not aware of it either. So what I have started to do years ago is I go to the back near the door and make sure I see everybody as they walk out so that they don't escape from the church. But while you kiss the gospel as you walk out, there's actually a conversation that is supposed to be had, a dialogue that takes place, and it's a psalm. And the psalm in Armenian, what you're supposed to say as you kiss the gospel, is Hishe sede zamnain badarakisko yev zuktisko antuneli arasen. I'll test you later and make sure you remember that by the end of Badarak. And the response from the priest is Datsik hez de sevikun yev zamnain horutisko na gadarasen. That is to say, the kisser, the one who is kissing the gospel, says, may the Lord remember all of your sacrifices, and may he make all of your offerings acceptable. And then the priest responds back with the rest of the psalm. May the Lord grant to you according to your heart, and may he fulfill all of your thoughts. This implies that the Lord knows, or he reads our thoughts, which are found in our hearts. Now, I know people are going to say, wait 1 minute, Dad, hi. You don't have thoughts here. Your thoughts are in your brain. Okay? Well, for some of us, your thoughts are in your brain. But that's where thoughts take place. But in reality, if we really, really think about it, our thoughts originate somewhere else. They originate in our hearts. They originate according to how we not only feel, but the way we feel towards others. If I have hatred towards someone in my heart, naturally, those thoughts are going to be produced here. And then eventually, those thoughts turn into actions. Those thoughts turn into actions. If I have love towards someone in my heart, my thoughts will become the same. And then my actions will be the same. So in today's gospel, we hear the gospel of the evangelist Luke that says there's an argument among the disciples, and it says that Christ Jesus knew the thoughts of their hearts. Doesn't say he read their minds. Okay? No matter what any lady tells you, you cannot read their mind. Okay? You do not read minds. But what you do and what God does is he reads the hearts of every man and woman and child. Okay? And he reads their hearts. This means, because they were arguing about who is the greatest, which one of the disciples is the best, right? Anyone who has more than one child has had this question posed to them, maybe one time. Whom do you love the most? Who's the best? Okay? And the disciples are no different. And they ask Jesus, they are arguing who's the best. And Christ reads their thoughts and he puts them in their place. Because he takes a little child and he shows them with that child. The most humble is the greatest. The one who has humility is the greatest. And if we allow humility to grow in our hearts, then humility will be in our minds, and then humility will be put into practice. If we allow pride, on the other hand, to be in our hearts, then we will only be seeking glory, fame, and credit. And in the process, we will end up hurting many, many, many people. St. John Chrysostom, the great patriarch of the 4th century. Chrysostom meaning the golden mouth, because everything he spoke was like gold. St. John Chrysostom says very emphatically, the greatest of all virtues is humility. Because it is only through humility that we can conquer every sin. The other church fathers and saints even say, that Satan can outperform us in everything we do. But the only thing he cannot outperform us in is in humility. Because Satan can never be humble. And so if we are to be humble, then we will be enemies of Satan. The word humility in English comes from the old Latin word humus, which means ground. Which means ground. And those that study geology know that there's different layers, and one of those layers is the humus layer. It means ground. And this is where we get the word human from, because man was created from the ground, and it is to the ground that we will return. Humus. Our Armenian ancestors knew this very well. And those who have been to Armenia, those that have been to the monasteries and the churches in Armenia, will remember that the first entrance, the first room you enter into an ancient church or monastery is called the narthex, the kabit. And when you enter, and the narthex is usually huge. It's usually very, very large. And then once you get to the actual sanctuary, the church, usually much, much smaller than the narthex. But the other thing you'll notice is in the narthex, in the ground, are graves. It's littered with graves all over the place. Some are large, some are small. But there are graves all in the narthex. And so the first time I went to Armenia many years ago, I remember I went to, and I forget which monastery it was. It's either Noravan or Halatsin or Otsun or one of them. But I remember that as I was walking in and I saw all these graves, of course, I'm an American, what do? I say, oh, I can't step on them. So I'm trying to step on each one between so I don't end up stepping on the grave. Because I'm okay. It's a shame. It's not nice. But the priest that was with me at the time said, no. You have to stand on the graves. You must walk upon the graves. And I said, why? That makes no sense. He says it's for two reasons. The first reason, they want to remind you that this is where you will end up one day. No matter what we do, no matter how much we try, no matter how much you work out, how healthy you eat, doesn't matter how many drugs we take, all of us are going to die. And we will all return to the ground from which we were created. Some of us, unfortunately, sooner than others. But we will all return to the grave. However, he also says, he reminded me, the second reason why is to teach us humility. And that it is only through humility, only through being humble, that we can enter into the church, enter into the kingdom of heaven and eternal life. We may be buried in the ground again. We may, when we die, we will be buried and we will become dirt again. But there is the resurrection that comes after that. And it is through the resurrection that we are allowed to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And through humility that we enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is what we are supposed to be reminded of. And remember, in the ancient churches, the old churches, it's not like the American churches, where you have exit signs everywhere. You have an emergency exit. The fire inspector comes and makes sure, oh, all these doors are working, so in the event there's a fire, you can escape at once. No. In the ancient churches, you have one door, and it is through only that one door that you are able to enter the church, enter eternal life, enter the kingdom of heaven. It is true that the humble will endure and the prideful will fall. There was once a story of an oak tree, a huge, huge oak tree. And it was so proud of itself. And this oak tree stood up tall, and it was proud of all of its branches and leaves. And it said to all the other trees, look at how great I am, how special I am, how strong I am. And next to it were these reeds, these very flexible reeds that every time the wind would come, they would just bend down. They would just bend over and bow themselves down to the wind. And this oak tree looks at these reeds and says, get away from me. You shouldn't be here. You're interrupting how good I am and how great I am. How majestic I am. And the reeds told the oak tree, be careful, because your pride will be your undoing one day. And the oak tree didn't believe it, and he kept on being proud of himself. And then one night there's a storm that comes in, very strong winds, almost a hurricane. And this tree stands up straight and tries to stand up against the winds that are coming towards it. But because it stands up straight and it refuses to bend even an inch, the wind comes and breaks it in half and knocks it down. Whereas the reeds, the wind comes and they bend down. They bow down. And they are humble in the sight of the wind. And they are the only ones that survive the storm. Whereas the oak tree is destroyed utterly. We too must be like the reeds. We too must be like the reeds. That when life has difficulties, when things happen, when we want to feel prideful about something we've achieved or something we've done or something that we haven't even participated in, but people are making us feel proud of that, it is in those moments that we must find humility. It is in those moments that we must learn to bow ourselves down and be humble in the face of adversity. Because if we don't, and we continue to be prideful, what ends up happening is that we will be destroyed. And in truth, I ask, what differentiates us if we are prideful? What differentiates us from Satan? Because Satan is prideful. Satan has pride in his heart, and he makes others be prideful. As Christians, we are not to be prideful, but we are called to be humble. So I ask that in these next couple of weeks, as the year comes to a close, and as we gather this week for Thanksgiving and to give thanks for all the things that we have, I ask for two things. First, to be thankful, not prideful of what we have. There's a fine line between those two. And so easily Satan can push us over that line into being proud. But let us stay on this side of that line and be thankful for the things we have. And second, I ask that we examine our hearts. What have we had? What thoughts have we had in our hearts these years, these months, these days and weeks that perhaps have influenced our minds and thus influenced how we act in our lives? Is pride one of those things? Is anger one of those things? Is resentfulness one of those things? What are those things that we have in our hearts that we have ended up bringing to our minds and then put into practice and have caused us to sin, have caused us not to be the Christians that we have been called by Christ to be? Examine what is in your hearts, because God knows what's there. He reads them, he knows them, and he grants you according to them. Remember, as you leave today, and you, each one of you say to me, he should say, as I said, I will test each of you as you walk out today. As you say, may God accept all of your sacrifices, and may all of your vows be acceptable to him. I will respond to you. May God grant you according to your heart, and may he fulfill all of your thoughts. But make sure whatever those thoughts are in your heart are good and proper and Christian. Amen.